fall with the rain, it's overwintering, and you harvest in the summer. And Think Out Loud actually had a show recently you might be interested in, where they were talking about local collaborations between farmers, and I'm assuming indigenous people, but you'd have to check on that, as far as them getting together and look and finding some solutions, because they realize that the feds aren't going to be able to solve this. And then,
you know, let me just interject. Do you, Kay, know, or Jacqueline, what are the main crops grown in the Klamath Basin? We haven't really addressed that.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay. Well, it's something I think we're just about out of time. It'd be interesting to know more about. I'll just put that in the hopper for get more informed about. So you had another point you wanted to make.
Yeah, that Bundy, I read in the Oregonians, running for governor of Idaho. And the overall, the water wars of the West, because we are in a mega drought. San Jose is now under some kind of water rationing. We got Lake Mead, I think you guys were mentioning. And then, of course, Stop Line 3 in upper Minnesota, where it's in the 90s, and hundreds of people were arrested on the day of action on Monday, June 7th, and wondered if Jacqueline could chime in on that a little bit, where pipeline is going to cross under 200 bodies of water. Thank you very much. This is a really great show. Thank you.
Thank you, Kay.
Yeah, so I actually just looked up what they grow in the Klamath Basin, and I'd like to thank all the callers for their statements. It's really helpful. So I guess they grow alfalfa, barley, beef, carrots, garlic, grain, grass, and dairy quality hay, horseradishes, lamb, lettuce, microgreens, mint, nursery crops, onions, potatoes, and wheat. So quite extensive. But yeah, the Think Out Loud episode, maybe the Rogue River Valley is also facing a drought. And this was on June 1st. They broadcast it, and they were looking at, they are in extreme drought there in the Rogue River, and this has led to a shortage of irrigation water for ranchers, farmers, and orchards in the region. So they are looking at different ways to do that, and I will definitely look at that. Yeah, the future, I mean, you know, what happened during the Dust Bowl was just a glimpse, and it really does call into question the long-term sort of viability. I mean, when Ammon Bundy came to Oregon, he declared that he was going to get the ranchers back to ranching, you know, the miners back to mining, the loggers back to logging, all these things that he claimed were being, shut down because of sort of unnecessary and ridiculous regulations issued by the federal government, not recognizing that many of these, occupations and the usage, extracted use of the land, have no history of long-term success. You know, there was, and that they were never really introduced that way. They were introduced as a way to immediately make money, particularly mining, where there is very little focus on cleanup, and companies can take their wealth and just leave and not clean up the mess they leave behind. And so we're seeing a real test of that now. Do you want anything, Paul?
No, just a quick mention. Yeah, Kay mentioned the protests against Line 3, the Enbridge pipeline that she was talking about, which threatens to cut across, I guess, is like 30-40% complete, kind of a similar issue to, you know, the KXL and the Dakota Access and many other pipelines is going on right now. There's people getting arrested, and I went to a protest downtown. I think it was just yesterday, was it? And in front of the Chase Bank, which is beyond Line 3, it's probably the main financier of fossil fuel projects, pipelines, etc. Right now, so Chase Bank, get out of the fossil fuel industry, like a lot of other people are. That's my response to that. And of course, you had something quick on the KXL, something going on that.
Yeah. So line three is happening right now. Again, once again, the pipeline issue is not going away as well, and tribes are still taking a stance against the building of these pipelines across their homelands. And with KXL, of course, the Keystone XL pipeline, which crosses through South Dakota and Nebraska, there are still protests going on. And one of the Jocelyn Charger, who was one of the youth leaders at the Dakota Access Pipeline protest in Standing Rock, she is also, I think today, facing, she's going to court. She was arrested for protesting the KXL pipeline there in South Dakota as well.
Well, we'll keep her in our thoughts and prayers, and that'll have to be the last word because we are all out of time. Once again, thank you, Jacqueline.
Thank you.
That's it for Wednesday Talk Radio. Bye, everybody. Stay tuned.
Mother Nature, she's the daughter of God and the source of all protection. Look right now, and you will see she's only here by the skin of her teeth as it is. So take heart.
This is Norman Sylvester, the Boogie Cat. You're listening to KBOO Portland.
Portland is a
black
disaster.
Bad.